Hi everybody, welcome to Mehdi and Friends podcast.
What's up?
Today we have a special guest, Michael Levesque.
Hey,
what's
everyone.
Up? Yeah, what's up? So today we're going to talk about artificial intelligence, the pros, the cons, and all the things that it brings to humanity. So what do you think about artificial intelligence, Frank?
Well, I know that artificial intelligence could be used for like lots of positive things, but myself, I think that we should like start to fear it and like see what the problem it can bring to our lives. So yeah, that's my point of view for now.
And okay, perfect. And Michael, what do you think about artificial intelligence?
I think it's sometimes scary how we could use artificial intelligence in our daily life. Like this Black Mirror episode that we're gonna talk about later.
Perfect. For myself, I think artificial intelligence is really a good thing for humanity. It brings a lot of useful stuff like Siri for iPhones. Google has its artificial intelligence to vocal stuff. Like you just can talk to your phone and you just translate it in words. And it's really good for people that have like no hands or problems with like their fingers. They can't write something. And there's a lot of example also, like the machines can like do human jobs. Sometimes it can be beneficial for humanity, since it will bring down the cost of production. Some industries will like cut off the price of some products, and it will be really great to see more and more of this stuff going on. And also, like we can see that they're making cars intelligent right now, so they're making intelligent cars, and they can just drive that by themselves. And it is really a great thing for the future, for people that have difficulties to drive, and even us, like even for everybody here, we can just use taxis without a driver, so we can be five in a taxi instead of four. And maybe more useful stuff will come out after, and I think a lot of stuff can come out from artificial intelligence.
And for security too, like you need people need security and safety on the streets, and the artificial intelligence helps them just have a better way of learning to drive and never do accidents, because all the AIs are gonna be connected to one another, and yeah.
And do you think, Frank, that the fact that artificial intelligence can replace humans is a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I think that I don't know. I'm like kind of the guy that always look at the bad sides of things. So yeah, we're talking about the Black Mirror episode, and this episode was like a girl. She wants to have her personal AI, like an AI that would know perfectly how to serve her, like the weather, like the temperature in her house, how she wants her toast to be done. So she goes into this clinic, and in this clinic they like duplicate her mind. So she wakes up and she's like inside a machine, and she learns that she's the copy of herself, and she has to like be the AI for the real her. So she has to like wake her up in the morning with an alarm. Then she has to like make her toast perfectly and all that stuff. So I don't know, I see it that way, like it could be really scary. And I think like people don't really think about like the bad sides of the AI that could like ruin our life, or like be really, really bad. So yeah, that's just my opinion, but I know there's other good stuff about it. Yeah, so that's my opinion.
Do you have something to say?
Another Black Mirror episode, when a girl loses her boyfriend, and the boyfriend comes back to life like a week after, and like it's hella scary, because every time she needs something or sex or something, she uses her robot, but it's not like the same thing as a human being. Like, you can't have emotions, you can't have a serious relationship with a robot, and like just everyday life won't be satisfying if you don't have your other half.
So what we have to say about that is just everything about the intelligence, artificial intelligence is to be regulated. It has to be really, really government regulated, because there is a lot of scary things that can happen after if the artificial intelligence gets over the human mind and gets over us. It can take control of some things, and there is a lot of examples, and even like the military, there is military examples. Even the like I saw some documents that says there is actual drones that are artificially intelligent enough to kill anybody in the head. And the technology is from today, like it can be released anytime soon. But I think the United States don't use it for moral reasons. But we don't know what will come in the future. Like the technologies always evolves, and we have to be really careful about that. What do you want to say to conclude?
As you talked earlier, AI takeover is a hypothetical scenario, and it's really dangerous. So we definitely need to watch out for that. But AI has some good points. They help human beings do impossible tasks that they couldn't do normally. And we just need to regulate them, like you said. Use safety measures so they don't overcome us and overpopulate us. And
No, that's perfect. What do you want to say, Frank, to finish?
Well, me, I think that maybe we're in a simulation. And actually, humans are controlled by an AI, and just like the Matrix. So, yeah, I think you should be scared. All right, well,
that was it for today.
That was enough, I think.
Yeah, that was enough. Yeah.
We don't want to scare you too much, you know.
So, that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. You can subscribe if you want. And as always, have a great day. And
see you next week.
Yes.
Have fun.
Have fun.
See you.
Goodbye.